Hi, this is Amy with TNAPA, and so excited for Dr. Odie to be joining us today. And what we are talking about is patient advocacy. Dr. Odie is an internal medicine physician and has been working with Gwen from mycompassionateheart.net, and he wants to give us a little insight into his experience with Gwen and patient advocacy. Hey, Dr. Odie, thanks for joining us.
Of physicians. I've been a physician for 23 years, 22, 24 years. And I've been practicing hospital work. I do physician, I teach medical residents, medical students. I'm also medical director for a couple of independent physician association. I'm also medical director for us, working with Medicare, some Medicare contracting insurance companies, such as Cigna. And so I've been doing this for a long time. I've also did a lot of nursing home prior in early 2000s. And that's where I met Gwen. Gwen was one of our nurses at that facility. So I've known her, I think, since 2000, maybe 2001. The thing about her, she has not changed in her ways and her attitude toward patient care, towards people. It reflects on what you do to make the family happy and make your workplace happier. The staff, you know, her superiors and inferiors, they're always good. She's a people person.
Yeah, I
She's
have to.
very, she's good, she's kind, and she likes to take care of people, make certain that they're well taken care of also. What she's trying to do right now, it's something really good where, again, that's what she'll be doing. She'll be using her management skill, her case management skills. She'll be using her nursing skills. She'll be using her personality skills, you know, her empathic skills, all put together here. You have to be like a really good politician, if you want to say that. A political nurse or a political person where you have to be nice with the family and nice with the patient, because patients don't come alone. They come have a whole set of mom, dad, brothers, sisters. And Granny has been very good in treating the people nice. That's why she's doing what she's doing. She wants to do it because she knows how to get things done, and she knows how to talk to people, how to treat people, things that make people happy, you know, and the family happy. And that's what this is all about.
How often in your practice do you find that there are people that your patients are non-compliant because they don't understand, aren't aware of, or do not have the resources to be compliant? Do you find that that happens often?
Almost every day.
What's
Every
that?
day.
Every day.
Every day.
So that's one of the things that I think is a highlight of patient advocacy and also Gwen is that that's one of the main things that she does is she helps patients be compliant because she, like you said, that comes with a whole package. It's not just them getting the diagnosis and knowing what to be done. It's the whole family, making sure that they have the resources, making sure they have someone to go with them, making sure that they understand, you know, that it's really if they have a certain medication they need to take, making sure that they get it. One of the things that I think Gwen does really well, making sure that patients get what they need.
As a case manager, as a nurse, she's like a complete package where it comes to doing these things. But she knows what they need because she has pretty good experience in it. She's seen it so many times and she's done it so many times. And you know, she fill in the gaps. Like, it happens an awful lot when they tell you that the patient has this, like you're just saying, it, you know, you've come to find out the patient don't have it. She has methods or ways of taking care of these kind of issues, which is what a patient advocacy does. Whatever needs to be done for the patient, she does it.
And it's kind of like I like to call patient advocates like a doctor's insurance policy because you handle things in your office, but as soon as that patient leaves, they may go to another specialist, they may go to the hospital, they may be admitted to a nursing home, and then that's not right in front of you. And so when you have a patient advocate that follows them through their whole process, then that kind of gives not only the client and their family peace of mind, but I would think that it would give a physician peace of mind knowing that someone is following them through the whole path.
Exactly. Exactly. That is so true.
Health Plan said there's like 80% of hospital bills have errors. And so that's another thing that patient advocates do, is they help families identify maybe those errors in the billing that would cost the family a lot of money.
And it could be expensive, exactly.
Yeah. I didn't know 80%. That's pretty high, right?
Yeah. You know, because the hospital, they charge you for everything. They charge you for a Tylenol, even though I get it for free most times. They charge you for, you know, a finger stick. They charge you for changing a bedpan. Everything they charge you for.
Right.
Everything. So, and then, you know, a lot of things sometimes, lots of medication that comes in there that the patients don't even use. They give the patient never took it. And once it leaves the pharmacy bills it, and it comes to the patient. At the end of the day, when a patient goes over the bill, patient advocacy, she can review it. She can call the hospital, call the billing department and say, you know what? This wasn't given, that wasn't given. And they remove the charge. Yeah. But the family would not know what, first of all, who to ask, what to ask,
exactly,
how to ask it, all these things. They would. I said, that's why we need people like patient advocacy, so that it helps to decrease their cost so much more, the cost of hospitalization. Because, like I said, a lot of it is wrong billing, or improper billing or incorrect billing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they say like 60% of people are constantly nervous about going to the doctor or having a surgery because they're afraid they won't be able to afford it.
Yeah.
That's pretty high.
That's for sure.
Yeah. So if someone wanted to hire Gwen as a patient advocate, what would you tell them?
Go right ahead. I think that because she has, like I said, she's worked in these areas where people go and people spend money and people need care. She worked in a nursing home where you get aftercare from after living in the hospital. She worked in a hospital as a nurse where she does care with the patients. And then she worked as a case manager where she saw how these patients are care are being managed in-house and out-house. And, you know, at home, how to take care of them at home. So she has experience in all of the different facets of patient care in the hospital and out of the hospital. So she would know exactly what to do. You know, like I said, she's been doing it. I've known her since, I said, 2001. I think she's working before that. It's 2021 right now, 20 years.
Yeah.
So she knows it pretty much all around. I think they're making a good choice. Because that's what we need. We need people like them, you know, because, you know, what she does is what patients need. And that's what you call an advocate for the patient, helping the patient with whatever they need when they're, you know, when they're not in the best of health, you know, when they're, you know, when they're not feeling well. And at the same time, you know, helping the family, because every patient has a family.
I love your holistic view of the patient, and I'm excited there are physicians out there like you, and I'm excited that you see the benefits in patient advocacy, and it's been a real pleasure being able to talk with you today, and with so many gems that you've pointed out about patient advocacy. I really love everything that you've said today.
Thank you. Yeah, it's good. It's the truth. You know, it's good for her. It's but. I think more people should do what she's doing. You know, well, you have to be special to that kind of thing anyhow.
Yeah. Well, like you said, her background really makes her excellent at being a patient advocate.
Yes.
And that's what we're trying to do right now is we're trying to really promote patient advocacy. And I don't know if Gwen told you, we're starting to reach out to some HR departments and get businesses into offering it as a benefit for employees.
Yeah, makes sense.
Yeah.
Now that might be the next best thing, you know, it might cover patient healthcare advocacy, you know?
Yeah.
Pretty good thing.
I couldn't agree more with you. And it was really exciting today to talk to you and get your thoughts and feelings behind patient advocacy, and in specific, Gwen with MyCompassionateHeart.net. If anyone out there would like to reach out to Gwen, you can give her a call at 443-271-3994. Or again, you can check out her website at MyCompassionateHeart.net. And I want to thank you all for being here today and listening to us. And if you, again, need anything, please reach out to Gwen. She would be more than happy to help you in any way she can. So thank you, God bless, and have a wonderful day. Bye-bye.